Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down.
Yo, yo, what was the? Was the other character Yo in Rocky movies? Yo,
Adrian.
Adrian, thank you.
Yo, Adrian.
All right, that sounded pretty authentic, didn't it? 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio. My job is to make you happy. Also, so yeah. Understand kind of some of the things going on in the world from a different perspective. And one of the things that I find makes me happy and people around me happy isn't money. It's not an iPhone. It's the thought of what can change your relationship with your partner, your family. I'm into this business. I was just talking about this a few minutes ago, and I actually thought I'd spend a little bit more time talking about it, because it's about as transformational a time as I have spent on myself. And I've been working on myself since I was in my early 40s. So a good 25, 30 years I've been at this. And I've taken it in bits and spurts. And most of the time, it's brought about by some kind of a challenge that I find. In other words, I'm not any different than you are. I react to things rather than take action. I react. So something happens, and I think, geez, I better fix this. And I've taken different approaches over the years to fixing things that had to do with relationships. And frankly, they've been okay. They've helped. They've moved me from point A to point B. But I will tell you, sooner or later, we slide right back. We, us, me, the person or people that I'm with trying to figure out what these haunting problems are. Sooner or later, if we don't really deal with the cause of what the problem is, then you don't fix it. And it doesn't make a difference whether I don't, you know, I'm using personal stuff as an example, but the same thing is true. If you have a leaky pipe in your house and you put tape around it, excuse me, yeah, it might stop it for a while, but then the tape gives way and it starts to leak again. Hey, put more tape on it, or maybe you put something different. You put some kind of gunk on it that will temporarily seal it. But you see what I'm saying. You got a roofie, you got a leak in the roof, you put a shingle on it. You probably need to put a new roof on it. And that's interesting symbolism, because I'm putting new roofs on the barns on the farm. And in my own world, I'm putting a whole new way of thinking into my paradigm, or changing the paradigm, changing the pattern, because we do the same thing and oftentimes expect, we think we've done some things differently and more, you know, than often you probably have. But if you haven't walked right up to it, looked it in the, you got to look in that mirror. You got to, when you wake up, do you look at yourself and think, here's a bright, wonderful human being? Or do you not look at yourself in the mirror? A lot of people don't, you know that. A lot of people just don't look at themselves. They can't face, and this is great symbolism. If you get up in the morning and you don't like what you see, it's fabulous, excuse me, fabulous symbolism. So I just share that with you because I'm enthused about what I'm learning in this constellation course in a way to personally change the patterns that have been. You're never, as I say, it doesn't make any difference what stage of life you're in. I guarantee you that all of you have something that you wish you didn't have going for you. Maybe more than one or two or three or four. So you face them and you do something about it. But it isn't easy, and you can't. I find it hard to do these things by myself. I need support to do it. And so, but to each his own. Figuring it out is kind of the first thing. All right, so here's something These sorts of things send me to a really good place. There's a story floating around today from Philadelphia about a pizza shop. Rose's Fresh Pizza. Sounds good already, right?
Yes.
The city of brotherly love, slogan for Philadelphia. This is this pizza joint has a pay it forward system to help feed the homeless in Philadelphia. Mason Wortman, 27-year-old guy, left his job on Wall Street, went back to Philadelphia, opened a dollar a slice pizza shop. Do you know how much it costs to make a pizza? Take a guess, a 12-inch pizza.
Probably not much.
12-inch pizza.
Couple dollars?
No, 12-inch pizza is by $1.20. That's what it costs to make a 12-inch pizza.
For the flour, the cheese, and the sauce?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. So a dollar a slice is still a pretty view. How many get 6 slices out of a piece of pizza?
8 slices in a large
8
pot.
Slices. Okay. So a dollar a slice, that's $8 for what it cost you $1.20 to do. And that's the deal. So this guy had one of these dollar a slice pizza shops in mind when he went back to Philadelphia. He was struggling to keep the shop going, but then something happened that transformed his business and impacted the lives of a lot of homeless people in his neighborhood. Listen to this.
The first day of the Pay It Forward program kind of started was when a gentleman walked in and he asked if a homeless person ever came in short, and he offered to pre-purchase a slice of pizza for the next homeless person. So he gave me $1. I ran out, got post-it notes, put one up on a wall behind the register, told more people about it. Eventually, a couple days later, a homeless person came in. He had like 65 cents on him, and we told him to just keep the change. It was already paid for. He redeemed one of the pre-purchased slices. So now we've given away almost 10,000 slices of pizza.
I feel, well, you know, welcome. I feel like, you know, like I almost bought the slice, but I know I didn't.
I try to donate at least like $5 a week, you know, and it's so funny because today I left my wallet and everything home, and I have 78 cents in my pocket, and I just came out like, I'm a little short. They were like, okay, don't worry about it. And that's a really great feeling, you know, so I can imagine how the homeless people feel. And it's just a great thing. And the pizza is good. I'm from New York, so you know I know what pizza is.
I've been 3 years off the streets. I was 7 years homeless myself as a veteran, you know, and I finally got myself out of the rut, got myself an income, and I want to pay it forward.
I think it's pretty cool how powerful something this kind of small and simple can be.
So here's the story. Rose's Fresh Pizza. The website rosesfreshpizza.com. Go look at it and see what people are talking about. This story has gone viral. Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day, everywhere. People hear the story. This guy was on Ellen's show, and that's where the story sort of exploded. Ellen's good at telling good stories as well, having people come on and tell good stories about the pay it forward thing, the post-it note. All that stuff is something that every city should have. Anybody's got a pizza shop, or anybody's got a sandwich shop, or anybody's got a place, you know, like this, that is mostly around food, but it could be around something else. I would say, remind me of this next spring, will you, Victoria, when I open my ice cream store again,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to, I'll make sure we do this at the ice cream stand.
Have people invite to pay for
Somebody's ice cream they can't afford to pay for it.
Yeah. You know, I watched the clip of Mason Wortman on Ellen.
Yeah.
And he said the business is still struggling because we're not making, you know, as much money as I had hoped. But he said, I have a responsibility because 30 to 40 homeless people a day are fed at Rosa's Fresh Pizza now, mm-hmm. because of this pay it forward system. And he said, can you imagine? And he said, this is just in my neighborhood in Philadelphia. And he said, can you imagine if Chipotle did this, where if people go in and buy a $5 burrito and they add $1 and then it gives someone a small bean and cheese bowl, you know, for $2. And he said, can you imagine what we can really do and accomplish if other businesses started using this model? It doesn't hurt the business at all. They're not giving food away.
It's not costing them anything.
Right. And it's a really great thing. And I just want to also add on rosesfreshpizza.com, he now has it set up after being on Ellen that you can donate from anywhere you are. You can buy someone a slice of pizza.
Oh, cool.
You can write a handwritten message, or you can tell them what your message is for the Post-it, and then it goes up on the wall. So you can do something good wherever you are.
To donate, go to Rose's Fresh... RosesFreshPizza.com. RosesFreshPizza.com. Looking, maybe there's an idea there. Maybe you've got a shop, a little store like this. You can do the same thing. In a moment, what's the least free state in our country, in the land of the free, the home of the brave? Up next here.
Today on App Check, Hipstamatic makes your digital photos look analog with blurry, oversaturated, discolored images. $2 for a crappy picture? I don't get it. Hipstamatic.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? Well, maybe you ought to consider giving your kid music lessons. It can work wonders on your child's academic skills and mental health, too. Here's the science of it.
Everybody ready for music?
No doubt about it. Music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or actually any music lesson for that matter, teaches children rhythm, patience, and concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally creates many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling takes him out of his shoes and dunks it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycling now? Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Let us be conscious today. Let's, as we wake up, understand we have an opportunity to create a great day, an inspiring day. Things that will happen to you today may have never happened to you before. So think before you act. How's that sound? I sound like a preacher. The Reverend Mr. Doug here. I was looking at this list of things, the hot stories, the big items this week from the research at Talkers Magazine. The passing of John McLaughlin. I forgot to mention that the other day. Remember last week, Victoria, I was talking about having seen that show. I hadn't watched that show for a long time, the McLaughlin Report, I think it's called. And he'd been doing it for years and years. Guy was a priest, you know that. got out of the priesthood, became a...
I don't really know anything about him, but I remember the McLaughlin group.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I know my parents used to watch that show, but I didn't know that.
Here I am, being put in the same league
now,
as your parents. Yes.
I'm sure Jennifer watched it.
Okay. What in the world's come over us? Wap wap wahoom. That's an old song neither of you remember, I'm sure, but a few people listening might go back to that old Ferlin Husky song. So anyway, what's the least free state in our country? Cato Institute did a survey, released the rankings this week for freedom in our 50 states. The rankings considered a wide range of factors in some pretty broad categories. Fiscal policy, for example, regulatory policy, personal freedom. Turns out some states perceived to be freer than others ain't really. I can use that as much as I complain about bad grammar. It sort of fits here. Listen to this overview.
The United States of America, the land of the free. But apparently not all freedom is created equal. The Cato Institute released its 2016 rankings for freedom in the 50 states. The authors look at a wide range of indicators that fall into three broad categories: fiscal policy, regulatory policy, and personal freedom. By their ranking, New York is the least free state in the nation, and its fiscal policy is mostly to blame. The authors write, New York's local tax burden is twice that of the average state, and debt is the highest in the country. The other states rounding out the bottom five include California, Hawaii, New Jersey, and Maryland. South Dakota, Indiana, Oklahoma, Alaska, and New Hampshire are considered the most free states in the country. New Hampshire nabbed the top spot thanks to both personal and economic freedom. The authors report the state has low incarceration rates and drug arrests, and they call it one of the best states in the country for gun rights.
There you go. Live free or die. That's the slogan for the state of New Hampshire. But it's interesting to put the blue states up against the red states here and see how nonsensical.
Yeah, Maryland was also in that. So yeah. Yay,
so,
no freedom.
New York has done more to ruin farming. They had a great state for agriculture, and they have so screwed it up to a fare thee well, driving out most of the good dairy farmers and regular. This is stupid. The governor is stupid. They've had a series of stupid governors.
The city tax in New York City that they're talking about as well. I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy. 10 minutes before the hour.